The Ohio State football team will have to watch the fourth college football playoff from home. The Buckeyes won the Big Ten championship on Saturday, but yesterday they were left out of the four-team playoff in favor of Clemson, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Alabama. With us now is Columbus Dispatch columnist Rob Aller. Rob, it ultimately was that horrible loss to Iowa that did the Buckeyes in. They were also a victim of the same philosophy that got them into the playoff last year. It was the so-called eyeball test. Alabama did not have the stable of quality wins that OSU had. They also did not win their conference, but Alabama just looked better.
Exactly. I think the analytics and strength of schedule and all the things that the BCS was criticized for back in the day is coming home against Ohio State here. I think that the committee did go with the eyeball test. I think they said, which team's better? If these two teams, Alabama and Ohio State, played 10 times, Alabama wins the majority of them. Let's go Alabama.
Were you surprised that the committee chose Alabama?
Yeah, I was surprised, but I have no argument. I don't think anybody can have a complaint, because when you start looking at, you know, which teams, you know, what teams you beat, what ranked teams you beat, that gets into pretty much minutia. I'll throw this out. In what world can anyone see Alabama give up 55 points to an unranked team? I mean, maybe that's buying into the Alabama mystique, but I just don't see Bama giving up 55 to anyone, much less an unranked team, the way Ohio State did to Iowa.
You mentioned the BCS, the predecessor to the current system. The BCS relied largely on computers to pick the two teams that would play for the national title. This is the fourth year for the four-team playoff, which uses a human selection committee to pick the four schools. Do you think it's working? Is it an improvement?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's as good as any system, right? That's what they say about democracy. It's not perfect, but it's better than anything else that's out there. That's probably where we are with this. Would I like to see a little more analytics sort of work into it? On one hand, yes, you know, but the human touch, the human factor is kind of what makes college football so great. You know, for generations, it was human vote, the AP and the coaches polls, and people didn't have too much problem with it. And I've said forever that controversy is the integral part of college football, and without it, you know, it becomes the NFL to a certain extent. So I think controversy is good. I think, you know, you wouldn't be talking about this stuff if it was so clear cut with analytics and such. So I think what's most interesting is all this talk about winning your conference championship game, and really now two straight years, that is not the most important thing. So, you know, take that into consideration moving forward.
Clemson plays Alabama in one semifinal. That's a rematch of last year's title game. The other semifinal is Oklahoma against Georgia. Then the two winners play in the national title game. Who do you see as the favorite right now?
I would say Clemson. I would say Clemson's the favorite to beat Bama, although I think it is true that Bama has, you know, some time here to heal up where they need to heal up, which is defensively, specifically at linebacker. I do think Oklahoma is the team to watch. If there's a wild card here, I like Oklahoma, because college football, like all football, it really comes down to the quarterback, and I think Baker Mayfield is the best quarterback of any of the four teams. He can win a game by himself. The Sooners' defense is improving. It's maybe not great, but I think they're the most dangerous team potentially. So if you're Ohio State, you probably say, hey, let's root for Oklahoma that beat us. That maybe says, you know, we don't feel as bad about things.
Ohio State will watch the college football playoff from home after the selection committee yesterday chose Alabama for the fourth spot instead of Ohio State. Rob Aller from the Columbus Dispatch, thanks.
Anytime. Thank you.
And after being left out of that playoff, OSU learned yesterday that they will play USC in the Cotton Bowl in the Dallas area on December 29th.